behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show forth out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Praise the Lord. I speak to you on this simple thought today. Faith speaking. Faith speaking. Praise the Lord. Dear God, we thank you for the moving of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the tug at our hearts that we feel today. I pray that you'd help us to receive your word. Help us to receive it with faith. And God, I pray that you will let it grow in us. Let that faith be increased in us so that, God, we can speak faith, so that we can speak and declare the things of God, the things of victory, the things of rejoicing. I pray, Lord, that you would help us leave here today with a new perspective upon life, because, God, we have the faith to see it happen in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Oh, the power of words. The power of words. Consisting of vibration and sound. It is the movement of air over our vocal cords, which allows us to speak our thoughts into the atmosphere. Words are the single most powerful force available to humanity. But we have a choice how we use this incredible gift of words. Whether constructively with words of encouragement or destructively with words of despair, words have the energy to help heal, to honor, or likewise, our words can hurt and humiliate. Someone once said, be sure to taste your words before we open our mouth and spit them out. Amen? How powerful that advice. We could all do better sometimes by stopping and tasting our words before we open our mouth and spit them out. Zig Ziglar often said, there is power in words. What you say is what you get. Hebrews 11:3 tells us, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It happened at the word of God. God said, let there be, and there was. Praise the Lord. And when we learn to speak faith, when we learn to declare words that are filled with faith, that's God's own way of bringing things into existence. We are created in the image of God, and we are designed to be filled with faith. And what power we have when we follow God's example and choose not to speak the negative, but to declare things by faith. God wants us to think about our words today. Those words have power. Those words create. Those words bring thoughts into reality. Our words are much more powerful than we realize. They can put a smile on someone's face, or they can move someone to tears. Words can encourage one another, or they can crush people's hopes and dreams. Words have started arguments, family feuds, church splits. Words have even started wars between nations. But words have also brought powerful healing and unity. It's all in what we speak. Jesus said, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles us, but it's the words that come out of our mouth. They defile a man. Come on, what's in our mouth today? What is it that we are speaking over our life and over our family? What is it we're speaking over our church, over our finances? What's in our mouth? I pray today that it is words of faith, words of healing, words of encouragement. Let it be words of hope. When I was a kid, my father was pretty strict about what kind of language we spoke. We weren't allowed to speak slang words. I guess I'm just kind of old-fashioned, but I still feel like we shouldn't speak slang words. I still feel like we shouldn't take the name of the Lord in vain, or we shouldn't speak words that for God that twist a few letters around, and it's not like we're really taking the name of the Lord in vain, but I don't think we should take curse words and change them up a little bit, so we're not really saying the bad word, but it's just something we say every time we stub our toe or something goes bad. I was scarred as a child. I was taught to be careful about what I spoke. I remember a time I was about 4 years old, and the next door neighbor's dog was just a barking and a barking, and he would not be quiet. And it disturbed whatever imagination my 4-year-old mind had going on in the backyard while I was playing. I don't know if I was flying a rocket or shooting bad guys, but it was something important to my 4-year-old self, and I wanted that dog to be quiet. And so I opened up my mouth and I yelled, "Shut up." I couldn't think of anything better to say at the time to that dog. But my 4-year-old self had a lesson to learn that day, because we didn't say shut up in our house. And I still remember, I can still remember the taste of Ivory soap in my mouth. Some of you don't even know what that tastes like. I had to get it washed out for what had been coming out of my mouth. What comes out of our mouth can defile us. What's in our mouth today? Sometimes our mouth needs a good scrub. Maybe it's not swear words or slang words, but maybe it's words of defeat and words of doubt and words of fear and words of discouragement. Come on today, what's speaking from our mouth? Did anybody else's mama ever used to say, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all? Come on, maybe we need to take that to heart today. If we can't say something uplifting, if we can't say anything positive, if it's not comforting, if it's not edifying, then maybe we don't need to say it. It would be better to just be quiet than to let that come out of our mouth. Our words determine our direction. Verse 3 of our text in James 3, "Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth." Just as a bit in a horse's mouth or a rudder on a ship, Those things determine the direction that it takes. But our mouth has the power to set the course of our life. Those words that we are speaking, they are guiding us. They have power. They have power of our mind. They have power over our spirit. They have power on the people around us. And there will be an effect in our lives from the words that we speak. Our words determine our direction. If we don't like where we're going, the first thing we need to do is look at the words that we are speaking. What do we spend our time talking about? What kind of things are coming out of our mouth? The tongue is such a little part of the body, but oh, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. David said in Psalm 141 and 3, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." God, I need you to put a guard over my mouth. I need you to protect the opening of my lips so that whatever comes out of us through our speech doesn't defile us, so that our words don't send our life down a path of destruction. God, don't let us be defeated before we ever start out because of the words that we're speaking. Amen. We need to pray, God, here today, I pray you let there be a trap over my mouth. And every time I start to spew gossip or fear or doom and gloom, let there be a guard over my mouth. And it traps those words before they ever get out. Set a watch over my mouth, Lord. Keep the door of my lips because I want to speak faith. Hallelujah. Does that apply to social media? Let me ask you, do you think the devil has a Facebook account? Do you think he follows you on Instagram? Does he check out your tweets? The devil is not all-knowing like God is. But some people give him all the information he needs to absolutely mess them up. People posting about how much they forgive the person that hurt them so much. The enemy knows they haven't forgiven them. They're still keeping it alive, wanting everybody to be on their side. And all the enemy knows that he knows there's still a wounded spirit there. And so they keep on posting about it, and he just sends another fiery dart at their heart. People posting about how much they're struggling, and church, pray, because I just don't know if I'm going to make it another day. And the enemy knows he's about to win, and so here comes another fiery dart. What about speaking truth? What about speaking something by faith? Come on, why not use social media for good instead of anxiety and worry and fear and confusion? Don't let the devil know where you're struggling the most, but declare something with faith. Declare the goodness of God. Declare how great God has been to your life. Hallelujah. This is more than just a little lesson on speaking positive and the power of positive speaking, but this is a spiritual principle that we need to get here today. God has given us the power of words, and whatever we are speaking, it makes a difference in our future. Our words determine our direction, and if we realize it or not, our words are declaring what's forthcoming in our lives. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We are going to eat the fruit of our tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. If we've been eating bitter fruit lately, we need to check what the fruit of our mouth is. If we have the power to declare life, if that kind of power is in our tongue, then let's not waste it, but declare life. Declare the goodness of God. Shout deliverance. Proclaim healing. Speak victory. Hallelujah. Instead of, oh, what a horrible day, I need instead to announce, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Instead of saying things like, oh, I don't know if it ever can change, and it's always going to be the same way, say instead, God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. When we feel like we're overwhelmed, instead of complaining about it, say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. God has given you this gift. Let's use it for victory. Instead of tearing down our spouse all the time, declare a blessing over them. Instead of griping about the job we've got, thank God for what you do have and praise him for the next one he's going to give you. Don't gripe about the house you've got now. Thank the Lord you got a roof over your head and believe God's going to bless you in the future. Declare it by faith. Declare it by faith. You see, we apostolics get scared about this kind of preaching. That sounds like prosperity preaching, Pastor. Like some crazy TV preacher saying, send me $777 and I'll pray a blessing for you. I want to tell you, just because there's some that have twisted the word of God and they try to act like everybody needs to drive a Bentley or something, there's some that have twisted the word of God. But that still, it doesn't mean that the word of God is not true. We shouldn't throw the word of God out altogether. Our tongue has the power of life and death. Don't declare defeat. Don't talk up defeat. Don't speak doubt, but speak faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to remember the promises that God has given us. He's given us a dream. He's given us a vision. He's given us some promises. It may be a promise that's so big that our faith has to catch up to it. That happened to Jeremiah. He wrote in Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 9, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. What a promise. Then, verse 6, Jeremiah said, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. God gave him a promise that he would be a prophet to the nations, but Jeremiah said, no way, God, I'm too young. I'm just a child. I can't even speak, Lord God. You got the wrong guy. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Jeremiah, don't you say you're too young because I've called you. Your age doesn't matter to me because I've prepared you. You don't need to be afraid. He stopped Jeremiah's negative words. Don't say you're a child. Don't say you can't do it. Don't speak it. Don't declare doubt. But then God touched his mouth and he said, zip it, Jeremiah, because when I've called you, I'm going to make a way for you. He caught a rabahatabahaya. I want to tell you today, when God gives us a promise, we look at all the reasons why it can't happen. We start thinking about the reasons why we can fail and the reason why it's all going to fall apart. But if God calls us, he will make a way. He will provide. He didn't ask us if we thought we could do it. He said, I've called you and I'm going to make a way for you. Young people, he didn't ask how old you were. He just wants you to have faith. He didn't ask how much money we've got. He just wants us to have faith. Hallelujah. He didn't ask, come on. He doesn't ask if you've got a degree in witnessing. He just wants you to have faith enough to talk to somebody about Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, an angel appeared unto a priest named Zechariah and told him his wife is going to have a baby, that they were to name him John. Read in Luke chapter 1, verse 18, and Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. What he was saying is, God, are you sure? This sounds great. This is exciting, but God, do you know how old we are? This is wonderful news, but I just don't know if it's possible. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Isn't that something? The angel said, hey, let me tell you who I am. I'm Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And he sent me to tell you what he's going to do. And because you didn't believe me, because you doubted, because you spoke unbelief, you're not going to be able to speak for another 9 months. God knows the power of our words. He knew if Zechariah went around speaking defeat, talking about why it couldn't happen, talking about why they were too old, and telling his friends, can you believe what God told me? It just can't be because of this and because of that. And so God said, fine, I'll take away the words from your mouth. It's better to be quiet than speak the negative. Come on, stop speaking defeat over your life. Ask God to put a guard over your mouth. He did it for Zechariah. Say, God, trap those words. Don't let me speak doubt. Don't let me speak unbelief. But God, help me to speak faith. Sometimes we don't need to speak everything we think. There was an angry woman who once told John Wesley that her talent was to be able to speak her mind. To which he replied and said, well, God wouldn't care a bit if you buried that talent. Sometimes we don't need to speak everything we think. Job said in chapter 6, verse 24, teach me and I will hold my tongue. Don't speak everything that crosses your mind. Don't speak everything of doubt and fear and unbelief. It's better not to say anything at all than to speak unbelief. Joshua was leading the people of Israel to Jericho. They were going to the promised land. When they came to Jericho, it stood between them and their destiny. They couldn't go around it. They had to deal with it. The problem was Jericho was surrounded by thick walls. There was no way they could defeat that city, but God told them to do something crazy. He said, I want you to march around the wall of that city for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to march around seven times. And then there was one more thing, Joshua 6 and 10. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. Why was that? Could it have been that the key to the whole thing, while they were marching around those walls, God didn't want them to say one word, not a whisper, not a short conversation, not an update on how things were going, but keep your mouth shut. Because God knew if they started talking about how impossible it was. What are we doing out here? This is crazy. This wall is never going to fall. Just look at how thick it is. And look how everybody's making fun of us. Hey, Joshua, he missed it this time. I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm hungry. If they were all talking about all of this, God knew it might not ever come to pass. Because it had been 40 years before that their parents and their relatives had come to the same point, and God had promised the promised land. But when the spies came back and said how big their enemy was, that negative report, it spread like wildfire. And before long, millions of people were complaining. We don't have a chance. We can't do it. They're too strong. We're too weak. We should have just stayed back in Egypt. And they were right. They couldn't do it. I wish somebody would get this here today. God has given us power in our words. And God has given this church some promises. God has spoken some words to our life. God has declared some things that are going to come to pass. We need to take it by faith. We need to take it. Don't let it be with words of doubt and unbelief. Don't let that stop the miracle in our life. I want to tell you today, God is able. God is able to do it. There is nothing too hard for the Lord.
Come on, what's speaking from our life? What's speaking when we talk down about things? When we say something negative about somebody, when we complain about our situation, what is that speaking? Is that faith speaking? Is that faith in God? What's speaking out of our mouth? Is it faith in God's promises? Is it faith in God's ability to do absolutely anything? We need to ask ourselves, what's speaking? Is this faith or is this doubt? The most powerful sermon ever preached to us is the sermon we preach to ourselves. What we say when we get up in the morning. What we say to ourselves when we fall. What we say to ourselves when we go to bed at night and we think of the day that's passed. What we say to ourselves when we make a mistake. That is the most powerful sermon we will ever hear. Amen. It has a greater impact than anything that anybody else says to us. We're either going to speak faith and victory or we're going to speak unbelief and curses on our future. 1 Kings chapter 4, we read of the Shunammite woman. Reading in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, a table, a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And so when Elisha comes back through, he has a place to stay. He's so thankful. He asked what he could do for this woman and her family, and she didn't ask for anything. But Elisha's servant, Gehazi, he said, you know what? She and her husband are old. They don't have a child. And so Elisha says that at this time next year, you're going to have a son. And it came to pass just as he prophesied. And so 10 years or so goes by, and here's their boy, their miracle. He's working out in the field, and all of a sudden his head starts to hurt. And father takes him back to his mother, and the boy dies there in his mother's arms. She takes him and she lays him on Elisha's bed and she goes and heads to get the prophet. He sees her coming. He sees the dust rising from her donkey as she's on the way, and he can tell that something's wrong. And so he goes and he says, Gehazi, go see what is the matter. And we read in 2 Kings 4:26, Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. It is well. What is that speaking? It sounds like faith. It sounds like faith. Is it well with thee? On the worst day of her life, it is well. Is it well with thy husband? Their promise from God, their miracle had just died, but it is well. Then he asked, Is it well with thy child? And at that very moment, her only son was laying on the bed of the prophet. There was no life in his body. There was no hope. He was gone. But she answers by faith and says, It is well. How many times does somebody ask us how things are going? And we say things like, well, let me tell you about my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I spilled my coffee. I was running late for work. I ran out of gas. Somebody dinged the side of my car. And oh, yeah, let me tell you about my day. We focus on the problems. It's easy to speak the negative, but what is that that we're speaking today? I tell you, we need to speak faith. I may have spilled my coffee, but this is still the day that the Lord hath made. And it is well. And it is well. Maybe somebody took my favorite parking spot, but it is well. Yes, I might have a few pains in my body, but it's still well. And God is still on the throne. And Elisha comes back to her house, and he prays for the boy, and God raises him up in the midst of her darkest hour when it looked impossible. She refused to speak defeat. Nobody would have blamed her. Nobody would have faulted her. This was the worst day of her life. But instead, she spoke faith and said, "It is well." I just kind of wonder, Brother Wiggins, I think she probably knew what had happened years before with Elijah and that widow woman when her son died, and she brought him to the bed of Elijah, and Elijah stretched himself over that boy, and he raised up again. I believe that this woman of Shunem, I believe that she knew that there was a promise that the only way she was going to have a miracle, she got to get a hold of God, and she had to have a touch from heaven. But she was not going to speak doubt. She was not going to speak fear. She had a watch over her mouth. And instead, what came out of her mouth, it was faith speaking. And that's the most powerful force in this universe. And God did a mighty work that day. Come on, somebody today. You need to start speaking faith. You need to start speaking faith. You need to start declaring victory. You need to start declaring healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It was a few weeks ago, I have been plagued with something in my body. And God has healed me before, and it seemed like I was dealing with it again. Woke up one morning, and I could tell Brother Wiggins that I had something that, not to be majorly concerned about, but just something that I needed the Lord to take care of. And I just laid there before I even got up. And I pray, Lord, I speak life in Jesus' name. And I wasn't even hardly awake, and all of a sudden, I felt, Brother Neil, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I felt a wave. I don't know what to, Brother Pruitt, it must have been virtue because it was the most blessed feeling I've ever felt. Whew. So it felt so good, I spoke it again. I said, I speak life in Jesus' name. And I felt it again. And I don't know if it was 10 or 15 times, but every time I said, I speak life in the name of Jesus, there was a wave of virtue that flowed over my body. And I've not experienced that thing since that day. I want to tell you in this place today, you have the power of life and death. It is in your tongue. Today, you've got to make a choice. What am I going to speak? What am I going to be speaking from my life? Will it be faith or will it be doubt and fear and unbelief? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There's power in what we say. Come on. You need to declare, my family is going to be saved by faith. I am going to have that miracle by faith. My business is going to be blessed by faith. What we say has the power to shape our future. If doubt has been speaking through us, we need to change our words. And we need to start declaring good things. Start speaking blessings over your family. Speak blessings over your home. Speak victory over your life. Speak the word of God. If you need a financial blessing today, you need to start declaring words from passages like Deuteronomy 28. I'm the head and not the tail. I will lend and not borrow. Everything I touch will prosper. If you've been dealing with sickness, declare, I shall live and not die. I shall satisfy the Lord with long life. If you're dealing with fear, if you're dealing with fear and anxiety, say, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His word and his spirit comfort me. If you're under attack here today, you need to declare, I've got the shield of faith, and I will quench every fiery dart of the wicked. Sometimes we got to just stand on the word of God and declare his promises by faith. The Lord's given me power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I wonder, is anybody here today that you would come forward to this altar and you would come speaking faith over your life, speaking faith over your body, speaking faith over your finances, speaking faith over your family. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, if you just need encouragement today, I want you to come speaking words of faith. I want you to declare the goodness of God. God, you are able. Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. I speak faith. I speak life. I speak victory. I speak healing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to get their pocketbook, and you just say, I speak faith. Come on, I speak life. Oh, that's too crazy, Pastor. You don't have to do it. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to this pocketbook. Lord, I pray that you would bless it. I pray that you would let it grow. Come on, put your hand wherever it is you're hurting. I speak life to this body right now in Jesus' name. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak victory. I speak the blessings of God. Come on, can you feel that level of faith beginning to rise? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I need some help, just a moment. I need some help. Brother Edwards, would you come up here and help me? Brother Tucker, can you come up and help me? Brother Wiggins, can you come help me? Praise the Lord. Where's Brother Pruitt? I don't see him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Milton, come up and help me, please. If y'all come here. Brother Edwards, I want you to face south. I think that's south. All right? Brother Tucker, I want you to face west. Brother Milton, Brother Wiggins. Brother Wiggins, you face north. Brother Wilton's, Brother Wiggins, Brother Milton, you face east. And right now, all I want you to declare is just faith. Faith. Lord, I thank you for the souls that are coming from the east. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the north. I thank you for revival in the west. I thank you for revival in the south. By faith. By faith, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, let it be according to your word. Let it be according to faith, in Jesus' name. Thank you. name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I speak faith right now. I declare faith right now. I speak faith over my mind. I speak faith over our heart. I speak faith over our emotions. I declare healing today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All right, it's up to you. Whatever you need from God, don't worry about everybody else, but I want you to declare it by faith today in Jesus' name.